Hello, everyone. It's Madge Weinstein of Yeast Radio, and I'm here with Deborah. I'm here with Deborah Wilkerson of Church of Deborah and also Yeast Radio, and we're discussing some horrible stuff that's been going on in the Orwellian. Deborah Wilkerson.
Oops.
Church of Deborah and all. I guess it's live now, but why does it still say five waiting? Anyway, I wanted to start it off with the God Orwellian shit with a sort of an anecdote. Which is that I have a friend, a Facebook friend, and she has been in hospice for a few weeks. Surprisingly, she's been in hospice a few weeks because she has pancreatic cancer, which normally takes you down pretty quickly. But wait a second, where'd Deborah go? She's gone. Okay. Anyway, Deborah was here. So I have a friend who has pancreatic cancer, so she's in the hospital. She's dying. Facebook friend. So it's more of an acquaintance in real life. And she has been posting her experience is in the hospice and dying, or as she calls it, transitioning in a way that I've never really seen before. So she's been posting like her insights, her poems. She's an artist and she's been in films and stuff like that. And she's been posting her experience, you know, dying and in a way that's something I've never seen before, because she's doing it in a way that is making people fear death less and willing to talk about it. So she's saying, you know, a lot of metaphors and how it feels, and sometimes there's pain and sometimes there's morphine, and everybody, all of her friends, watch this thing every day and we're so excited when she'd see another post, because first of all, it means she's alive, and then the experiences she's having dying or transitioning, she put it, I've just never read that. So what I've been doing is I, like most of her friends, you know, some of her friends send little loving messages or they'll send hearts. And all I do is when I see that she posts, I read the post, the beautiful post, and I click a heart. Okay. And this has been going on for a few weeks, like I said, but now I can't do that because Facebook blocked me for a post I made that they didn't like a 2-year-old post, might be more than that. So Facebook didn't like something I posted on a group, which was, by the way, a secret group and a private group. They didn't like that post. So they banned me for 30 days. It said from posting, but in fact, it wasn't just from posting. They banned me from clicking like, from talking to my friends on Messenger, people that might be sick, people that might be dying, like this friend. So I couldn't click like anymore on her posts. And then she stopped making the post 2 days ago, and I believe she died. And I find that really, like, I wanted to start with that, because I think, like, it really displays, I mean, this is a profound emotional story. I mean, Facebook stopped me from giving hearts to somebody who's dying, and I couldn't do it. And then she died. I mean, this is part of what Facebook has done for people, is it's given people the ability to communicate. And this is something that was so important. And what Facebook has done is so inhuman. It stopped me from making a last communication with somebody who's dying. And what Facebook is doing by implementing these robots, they are using bots to stop people from communicating with each other. What they're doing is inhuman. I mean, it makes me so angry, it's hard for me to explain what's going on. But this is not the first time I've been banned by Facebook. I was banned for, I think, 7 days a few weeks ago. My father had just passed away, and I wasn't able to communicate with people asking for condolences then. So it's one thing. They send you a message because they look at they have bots scanning old content. And if these bots don't like the old content, they ban you. And they ban you in different ways depending on your situation. They don't communicate. So they banned me from not only being able to post, which is what their initial message says, but they banned me from being able to stop communicating. I don't know who's clicking on the keyboard, but is there a way you can, like, mute yourself or get the keyboard away from the mic? I guess I'll mute whoever that is. I don't know. I think that the example of the person with cancer is a really good example, because it shows you the kind of human effect that this reckless behavior by these Facebook people, these people running Facebook, who have really no experience managing systems. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg created Facebook as a way to get laid, and it's just exploded into this behemoth, and it's just not being managed in any way that any intelligent business person would do it. And it's so reckless, because now Facebook is this humongous social network that's, in my opinion, equivalent to the way the phone company was in the 70s. It is the only way to communicate for a lot of people. It is the only Facebook. But because it's a private corporation, it's not bound to any sort of freedom of speech rules or laws that we have in the United States. So they basically do whatever the fuck they want, and they fuck with people. And additionally, you know, a lot of people have other services. Like people may have Hulu. And I know of somebody who was banned from Facebook permanently because there's different levels. Of course, I'm not banned permanently. I'm banned on a 30-day, but when they ban you permanently, which has happened to some of these people from the same group that I'm talking about, they actually block your OAuth access. So if you use Facebook, as you're always encouraged to use Facebook to log into other services, when they ban you, and they do it without notice, always, you can't log into any of your services that you're using. So people have Hulu accounts they can't log into because they were blocked from Facebook for a two-year-old post. And this is the shit that's absolutely crazy. And what's even more crazy is that they're actually using these bots, and this just boggles the mind, too. I mean, we've just taken an express bus into Orwellianism in a way that's just fucking the real thing, in some ways worse than the real thing. This is the thought police. But they actually have these bots that are looking through old posts, and not just pictures, but text, and they're finding objectionable text. And Matt Peters, who's here, who will be here if the technology is working. I mean, he's here, but I don't know if it's working. But was actually banned for a poem he posted. Matt, are you there? Can you unmute? I show you his muted.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes. So can you explain what happened to you, please?
So yeah, I was reading Rob's post about the account getting banned. I started thinking, well, let me download my Facebook data before it's gone. And before I knew it, I get a notification saying that that poem from almost like 2 years ago was considered objectionable content and had, you know, put my account on a 3-day ban. So of course I threw a fit. The first thing I did is I tweeted at Facebook. I said, you literally just banned my account for a poem. And then, you know, there's that a picture that was attached to it too. Whatever. So I couldn't do anything with Facebook last night. And I log in this morning and all of a sudden I have my Messenger access back. So I was supposed to meet people from out of town yesterday. Explain to them what happened. Had a couple friends post what was going on with the bot scanning. And now when I sign into Facebook, which is interesting to me, and I go to my...
Yeah, are you still there? Hang on, Deborah, I have you muted. Deborah, can you unmute Deborah?
Oh, and that was not me making that noise, but...
Okay, well, I muted you because I didn't know who it was. What happened? Matt disappeared. His audio just stopped, so I don't know. I didn't ban him.
Apparently they're updating the Google plugin. That's why I had to leave. I had to update it twice. Maybe he got the same thing I did. Kicked me out of the room and told me to update my Google plugin.
That sounded odd. In the middle of a broadcast.
Of course. You know, that's when it's going to happen.
They probably have to enable the bots to scan things.
Bots.
So can you, Deborah, explain what's been going on in this... on Facebook, because I didn't really do a very good job on about explaining it. I just went into my little anecdote about my friend with cancer. Can you try to give a background as to what's been going on here?
There's two Matts. Matt, unmute your other Matt.
Yeah, one of you needs to unmute. I'm not going to kick you out, because yesterday when I kicked out Shashal, then she wasn't able to get back in. So. Yeah.
One's muted and one's not.
Yeah, the wrong one is unmuted. And I can't unmute him. Anyway, but just explain what's been going on, Deborah, while he figures that out, please.
So basically,
so we know you're there, please.
So basically, as someone pointed out, it was on Christmas Day that all of a sudden everybody was getting reports that, you know, stating that they had inappropriate content that was like 2 to 3 years old. And so everybody was getting banned. Well, what is it? The 30-day ban started with... was it Giga, I think, was the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Giga, and then it just, nonstop after that, it just started snowballing. Everybody was getting banned. Now, some girls got, like, a few days banned. Some girls got banned from Messenger, but then some girls just got banned from Facebook, and then some girls got banned from both. And then finally, I think the first person to get banned from Facebook was Giga also. So maybe it's all Giga's fault. Who knows? But the point is, they are taking down everything. They're going back from the past. The bots, I think it's just a new algorithm that the bots are going through, and they're reading all the old posts. Because obviously with your poem, they're reading stuff. They're looking at images, videos, and they're just taking it all down. And I think all this was probably implemented due to the Russian shit going on. They, you know, they got to have a reason when they go back to Congress to say, well, this is what we implemented to stop this shit. But it's really not. It's like, you know, pirated content. You know, we put all this, you know, copy protection on here to stop the pirates. And really, the bad people, they, you know, they still get by with it. It hurts the good girl.
So, Matt, what were you saying when your Chrome punked?
Yeah, sorry about that. So, I just want to, real quick. So, yeah. Chronologically, we saw that Rob had received a ban for some content. It started as a 3-day ban, and then it looked like the bots were going through each and every single one of his posts and extending the ban time, and then before he knew it, he hit the 30-day ban, and now he can't sign in at all anymore. When I saw that happen to him, the first thing I did was download my Facebook data, because I remembered last time I had had my account flagged, I couldn't access anything. So I pulled down that data. No less than 15, 20 minutes after that data was pulled down, my account gets flagged for the Troy Chambers poem post. At first, I'm like, there's no way. It's flagged, and then...
Are you able to read the text of that poem? Otherwise, I'll read it for you.
Yeah, let me see if I can pull it up real quick.
Please read the poem. And this is a poem that Matt was banned for by Facebook.
A poem.
Yeah. And it was auto-reported. When I checked Facebook, nobody, because I, as an admin of this particular group, which had 150-something members, nobody reported anything to Facebook. Nobody reported anything to admin. This is all being done by bots without any provocation.
Oh, sorry, it's taking so long.
It's just weird.
And, it's annoying. There's the poem. Ain't they round?
Right. Go ahead. Start over, please.
Yes. Ain't they round? A poem about Troy Chambers' ass cheeks, barely written in the style of Maya Angelou. Round and sexy ass cheeks, crafting and sculpting some ghouls, clicking and liking the yeasty things, and scruffing white snickerdoodles. Chatting up Madge and Deborah, making the yeasties thirst. Money is spent on spiders and rats, and the goyles will scream for more. Listen to Madge rip Cheryl. Listen to Deborah preach. Calling up the no abort line to make Darlisha screech. Get on down with Troy Chambers. Making Francisco thirst, posting pics of all that sex. Lord Aunt Teresa just died. Now ain't they round? And ain't they round? And ain't they hairy? And ain't they hairy? And ain't they round? And ain't they round? And ain't they fine? Ass chicks protruding from a half-torn jock. When your cock starts wriggling up your waist, a cockpit that makes the goyles cream. You ain't never been to a big buffet like this. Sex so strong as popper bottles clank. Sweat like pouring rain. Facebook bans and cunty reporters. The red-haired cunt was slayed. Come on, Tammy Slayton. Go fund me caskets galore. Fat girls wearing Apple Watches and an ass that needs a spoon. Snapping pictures for all those thirsty knives, exotic tarantulas, and hag hands. Accent spells for friends and foes, even blipper people cannot joke. Now ain't they round? And ain't they round? And ain't they hairy? And ain't they hairy? And ain't they round? And ain't they round? And ain't they fine?
Okay, so we're not even joking. That was it over? I'm sorry.
That's it. Yeah, it's over.
Right. Matt was banned from Facebook for that. I was banned for 30 days for something I posted 2 years ago that I don't even remember posting. And it's ridiculous, to say the least. And not only am I banned from posting, but I'm banned from communicating with people. And when somebody tries to communicate with me on Messenger, it tells them that I did something wrong on Facebook, and that's why I'm not allowed to communicate. And so it's basically defaming my character, calling me like some, you know, because God knows what, I'm a fucking member of ISIS for all people know. And the thing is, the stuff that Facebook is able to get away with is ridiculous. And at the same time, and it's complicated because, and Matt, I don't know, are you not sharing video on purpose, or are you just...
Yeah, I'm hideous today. I haven't showered or anything.
Okay. Well, at least Deborah's animated with her little, whatever that is. But true priority. But so the thing is, it's like, okay, so we have a lot of things going on at the same time. So you have this whole, I feel like a lot of this, it's not any one factor. You've got the fact that Facebook is run by, you know, a 12-year-old who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing on one hand. You've got geeks in control. You know, you have basically 10 years ago, I went to, it was more than 10 years ago, in 2005, I went to VloggerCon, which was the first vlogger convention in January of 2005. And we taught, you know, the founders of Vimeo and YouTube before it became YouTube were there. A lot of people were there that became big. I was there who became nothing and remained nothing, I should say. And, but I remember we had a lot of like these talks and meetings. And I remember one of the things I tried to warn people about is that with media moving to the internet, which had just begun at that point, we had to be careful because the geeks were about to become the censors. And that's what happened, is that we have technology geeks who know nothing about art, who know nothing about creativity and artistic expression, all of a sudden having the keys to lock people, to control people's ability to express themselves on the internet, and they're abusing it. They're abusing it terribly. They don't understand what artistic expression is. Now, if this was being done, then it's very complicated because we have We have a constitution that protects freedom of speech, but it protects freedom of speech from corporations too. As Citizens United said, basically a corporation is a person. And somehow the right of the corporation to suppress our voices is, in fact, their freedom of speech. So Facebook has the right to suppress me because that's their freedom of speech. But you see, what determines whether or not you get to speak freely in this country, apparently, is it depends on who's doing the censoring. So if the censorship is being done by the government, then the ACLU will back me and say, you can't censor this person. But if the censorship is being done, it has the same effect by Facebook, then I can do nothing because that's a private corporation. I've talked to some people about this, and many people who, you know, are just sort of fetishize capitalism by saying, you know, it's a private corporation, they can do whatever they want. And legally, maybe that's so, but I don't accept that. I think it's wrong. And I think what's going on here needs to be stopped. And I'm not saying it has to be done legally. I don't really believe it does. I honestly think that Facebook users need to react to this and express their outrage and dump Facebook because money talks. And in the end, you know, we have to tell them, you know, we're not going to support them and they're not going to get money from their advertisers. Otherwise they're going to keep doing this. But, you know, the government's already screwing this up because, you know, another factor of this has been this whole Russia thing. And I feel like, with these hearings that, you know, Congress has been bringing hearings, they've been bringing Twitter executives and lawyers to testify in Congress and Facebook lawyers, chief counsel, whatever the fuck you call it, to testify. And these congressmen are browbeating Facebook and Twitter in order to force them to censor people. And they're doing it. But because they don't really know what the fuck they're doing, they don't know how to do it. They're just fucking going crazy. I don't even know what's going on here. I think they're using machine learning, you know, so that's one issue. So you have the fact that they're incompetent management. You've got people that don't understand, you know, art and artistic expression. You've got this whole Russia thing screwing everything up and Congress screwing everything up. And then you've got, God, there's so much going on here. And then just the technology is out there. So now we have machine learning and the technological people are dying to use their little machine learning. So they're stuffing machine learning bots to do this job that they're completely incapable of doing because the technology isn't there to a bot is nowhere near able to understand nuance of speech. It's just not there. So who knows how they've been programmed, but it's fucked up. And what else? What am I forgetting here?
Especially comedy. Comedy is something that's, you know, you just, you know, some people get jokes, some people don't. So how can a bot even try to understand?
Right. How come? And you're a rabbit right now.
Yeah.
Can you be the turd instead? I'd rather have it. Hi, Cheryl.
No, yeah. Banner.
So what do you what is your opinion? I don't know. I'm just trying to express myself. I'm not doing a good job because I have not explained what's going on here.
Yeah.
What? What? So anyway, let me delete.
I came here for comedic relief. Look at me. Can't you see this beautiful? Oh, sorry. I just had to say hi.
Serious discussion. That's
I don't want to ruin this important, hard-hitting, serious discussion with a churd.
That's kind of serious.
Yeah. But what does the duty think now that you are, in fact, a turd?
So that's actually Deborah. What did she
say? I know. I was trying to get her to respond.
About what?
Say something. I want to hear the turd talk.
Does it match up with the voice?
Yeah.
It does.
So seriously, though, like all honesty, we're putting everything to a side. It's pretty fucked up that this is even going on. We're even having this discussion. And what kills me is Matt got banned for a fucking poem that didn't even have words that most of the public would even understand.
So right. And
that's
so what I'm
irritation.
What I think needs to happen is, we're a very small group. So we have a group, our group is small, you know, the Facebook, you know, we have a few thousand audience members, but it's not enough to get, what we need is we need somebody in media, you know, in the press or the tech press or something to pick up this story. And I think the angle of Matt's poem getting him banned from Facebook is a good sort of.
And it's one that you even performed.
I did perform it.
It's amazing.
A wonderful poem. We already read it, Cheryl. I don't know if you were here when
No, but wouldn't it be hilarious if Deborah's technology from her fancy iPhone failed and all of a sudden you saw her womanly old face? I would fall out so hard.
Not going to. I'm sharing the iPhone screen, so just don't text me, Cheryl.
Oops.
Anyway, but I feel like what we can accomplish here is we have to just spread the word on what's going on. I think that we have to get it to the threshold where somebody in media picks up the story, because I've had this similar problems before. Like, I was banned by Google for something they didn't like I posted on Google Plus. Instead of just banning me from the Google Plus platform, they banned me from my entire Gmail, which meant I couldn't communicate at all. I couldn't use email. I couldn't use my Google Voice, which since then I've learned that's not a good idea to use Google Voice because of that, but certainly not to put your eggs and all in one digital basket, but it's fucking...
Dennis said, want me to see if anyone in Boing Boing is interested. I respond, obviously.
How long...
answered Cheryl.
Okay, how long have you had your cell phone number?
Who?
You.
Oh, over 10 years.
Okay, so could you imagine if you're like some of the people, like Leo Laporte, that had ported his number over to Google Voice?
Well, I think I might... I think that might have been... I did do that at one point.
I mean... Your whole life is fucked up. That goes back to what I was saying before. People that use Facebook, not just because, you know, everyone's on it, they use it, you know, some people get half their fucking rent from their roommates through Facebook Pay because
that's
no transaction fees and because it's instant. People use it again to meet up. People use it for Grindr hookups. I mean, you know, for vetting other people to make sure people aren't dead in the world, checking on grandmother, sharing pictures with your mother.
Love hookups.
5 years.
Chatterbait hookups.
Hookups with your mother, yes.
Hookups with your mother.
And she posts all caps and says it's something that should be in a private message, but obviously it's not.
And BBRT laps hookups.
Yeah. Or, you know, people that know, think about it. People live and die through Facebook in the sense that with communities, some of these people can only eat because of Facebook. Chi-town foodies. I mean, you know,
I do not miss that at all. And in the last day or so, it's been so nice to just not have to scroll endlessly through the same shit and instead scroll through a long chat room.
So I tied my tax account. What is it? What is the tax company? TurboTax to my Facebook.
Oh, what a tard!
That was a horrible idea.
I just got a phone call from that says unknown. Those things always creep me out. Like, it's one thing when you get a phone call from a number you don't recognize and you don't answer, but when it says unknown, I'm always like, is this like a doctor? Is this like, you know, like,
prank call show calling?
No matter, do have spyware on your PC, we must clean. This would be what those unknown numbers are.
Yeah, and especially the ones you get are like your Facebook count may be hacked. Yeah. Well, we
press 9 now to speak.
I always wonder if
about your Facebook account.
Anyway, so what do you think we can do to sort of make the situation? Because so I ended up, people wanted me to delete the group, you know, the secret group that's caused a lot of people to get banned. But, and I did actually, I'm against that because I feel like it's revisionism, blah, blah, blah. I finally decided to do it because whatever. If people need to communicate, maybe somebody is desperate and they need to be able to keep their messenger. I get that because it can fuck with people. So, you know, but I think really I would prefer that people go to Facebook and complain directly to Facebook. So my question is, what can we do?
Have a bot answer it.
What can we do to sort of, to get this advanced so that, Facebook stops this behavior? Because I feel like if we don't get press attention then we're not going to this is going to become part of the status quo for Facebook and maybe other services.
There's difficulty in this, right? Because
it's such a
small group of us that have been affected so far. I think the precedent is huge, but you know, I don't know if it is enough to pick up traction, right?
Yeah.
Yes, maybe there's questionable, you know, the content of the post was questionable, but what I, you know, the community standards changed overnight. What's the criteria? What do they do? How do they decide what gets to stay and what doesn't? There's no discretion. There's no warning. There's no explanation. And again, I think I get it. It's their platform. It's their corporate bull, whatever. But
well, I don't understand. Like, why does the right of the corporation trump our right? Like, at what point do people actually have rights? I mean, I don't know. I'm not. I'm not a lawyer, but I just wonder, like, at what point do you have rights? Like, if you rely on a service to communicate with people that are sick or dying, does, and they can just cut you off, like, they have no responsibility for that? Or do I have the right to sue them? I mean, I don't know.
Monopolies.
Hang on, Reagan wants to join. I gotta give him the link.
Oh, God.
All right.
Should we not let him?
No.
No?
Well, I don't know.
I have to leave in, like, 5 minutes, so.
I don't want to exclude him from it.
Yeah.
Reagan is a smart cookie.
He had some insight on this the other day that I kind of wanted to.
He should be banned.
I agree with Reagan 45% of the time, not with leather objects.
I don't agree with her decoration. I don't agree with many things, but sometimes.
It actually looks pretty good, to be honest.
So much stuff. So much stuff on the walls. Jesus Christ.
I mean, if I had a rich mother, I would do the same, so.
And it's, look at me. Look how much money I have. I buy all these things. It's kind of like you, Deborah.
You know. Yeah, but see, his is paid for.
Yeah.
Bought and paid for.
I hope. What if it's not?
Conversation.
In charge on CBS credit card.
So what steps can we take and can people watching this take in order to rectify the situation?
We could, well, I don't know if some, I mean, most people are scared to even share this show, you know what I mean? So I can't see people actually actively going out of their way to sign something with their real name to have any voice.
Okay, that's just negative, which I get.
Okay, well, okay, wait.
What people
reality,
can.
No.
Be something different, obviously, because the drag queens protested a long time ago. What made it change for them?
Media.
Media.
They are high profile. They got critical mass. They.
But you can take it in the sense you can have it as an anti. You know what I mean? Like you could, they, that's how they built the case. It's, you know, they're being anti, you know, transphobic or whatever, right? So how could they do the same for us? Because then this group just, if it went that far, think about it.
Anti-cock.
Labeled as a, okay, as a hate group in a sense, maybe. I mean, maybe
because we could put that
as the face of this.
I don't understand what you're saying, honey.
I understand what you're saying.
Some of the content is very, very questionable in the sense that we understand. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
We understand where the lines are, but everybody else on the outside of the playground are like, what the fuck's going on?
I have run into that. I've tried to share the content in the past, and like, well, this is just, you know, either obscene, or you're being rude, or you're fat shaming.
Exactly.
You know, this is lewd, this is poor conduct. And, you know, I'm as a employee of, you know, the company I work for, I am free to do whatever I want in my own time, but there's no saying that, even as vocal as I have been, that my actions couldn't, you know, cause me my source of income, for example. I get why people would be afraid to do that. I can also say that, you know, maybe people would, you know, complain about the questionable nature of the content, but I don't think that's the point. I think, well, maybe it is a point. I don't know. I think it's just crappy that, yeah, you know, where nobody forces us to use Facebook, right? Even though it's become such an integral part of our lives for many of us.
Nobody forces you to use that. And I'm talking, when I say phone, I'm talking about the phone company in the 70s when it was basically just one.
Well, right. Novel. Well, you know, nobody, I think back to
use the phone either.
Like, on that thread, my friend Nick Banna, who was, you know, I don't know if he was just being contrarian for the sake of being contrarian, but arguing against the point that, sure, you know, you posted in a private group, but you can't sit here and complain that, I don't know if you broke the rules in a private group, you know.
Sure.
Nobody's forcing you to use the service.
Reagan, are you there?
Yeah.
Are you there, Reagan?
Put on some headphones. You don't even get how to do this basic shit. You're fired.
Reagan, are you there?
Yeah.
Wait. Also, can you share video? I'm the only person sharing actual video. I've got a unicorn and then a bunch of people.
I am sharing video.
Me too.
That's not video, Cheryl. That's a thumb.
I don't want to show my hog body. I haven't taken a shower yet.
I cannot have a logical discussion.
Okay. Can't you put on a burqa or something?
Hold on. The problem is that I'm using my iPhone, right? So.
Reagan, are you fixed yet?
Almost.
Let me put on a shirt. Hold on.
Wait. Hold on. I got to turn on my bad lighting.
Dawn is Reagan.
Reagan. Oh, yeah.
Cheryl's being very abusive to me today.
Well, you know what? Shame her and shave her head.
You wanna
go on an airplane, do coke, and then get residue on the seat and get
I feel like Cheryl's censoring me.
Rich people do not get to complain. You got a tax break, honey.
Yeah.
Reagan,
yeah.
Are you going to share a video?
Oh, is it not?
I just see black. I just see black, and it's not Matt Peters. There you go. Okay, Reagan, what do you need to talk about? Have you been listening to our discussion?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead and talk, and I'll.
No. I wanted to hear your opinion because I don't. I'm kind of flustered. I don't know how to talk right now.
Well, I don't think that what's happening in the East Radio Golden Circle on Facebook is like any press outlet is going to be chomping at the bit to pick it up as a story. This has been ongoing for several years. There have been women who have had breastfeeding photos considered obscene and banned. And it spans the spectrum. There are conservative groups who have been banned. The latest is people who are part of the Me Too campaign. A number of women wrote "Men Are Scum," and all of those women who wrote "Men Are Scum" were banned because it was considered hate speech because "men" was so broad it targeted an entire group. And all of these things have been picked up on by the media. I don't think that people posting really obscene photos going to be
hold on Reagan. I'm trying to emphasize the poem that Matt
but the poem, from what I understand, the poem had a picture attached to it.
Oh, it did?
A picture of what?
Not yet.
Troy's ass? Yes. Just again, it's a harmless photo.
But what didn't the actual ban and message say it was because of the text, or it didn't?
Yes. If you look at the there's two cards of this content violation. If I get the screenshots in Discord.
If you can figure out how to put it on the screen, that would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be great, but I'm just gonna send it to you instead. Let's see.
I don't know how to do that. I'll delete the whole fucking chat, I'm afraid.
Well, you couldn't delete the GC, so.
It says this post goes against our standards. We've hidden this post because it doesn't follow our community standards. It will be deleted from Facebook soon.
So it could have been the video.
It could have been the picture.
Dumbass.
But to your point earlier, Madge, about you stating that, you know, it's all bots, correct? And that there's no person, you know, trying to understand the content. In that same aspect, I can't see Facebook being the biggest, you know, thing on the internet. I mean, you know, a billion users. How would they even manage that? I mean,
how would they manage what?
All the content. I mean, you would have to use bots.
To do what?
What do you mean? To go over the content to see if it is, you know, in violation.
Well, that's fine if a bot flags things for actual people to then go look at. But even if that's the case, the stuff that people are getting in trouble for, the stuff that I got in trouble for, is against the terms of service. What I think is problematic is the way that they're executing the policy. So, for instance, I didn't know until I posted a picture of Deb Tales with Debbie getting screwed and poop coming out of her pussy that Cheryl sent me a message and said, "Honey, like, you can't post this because they're gonna kick you off of Facebook." And I earnestly had no idea if we were in a private group that we couldn't just post whatever we wanted to. So I immediately took it down when Cheryl said that. But I didn't think, okay, I need to go back to 2015 and see what I posted then. And their first message, which everybody has received, is, you know, you may not have been, you know, it's really cheery. You may not have been aware at the time, which is fair, right? But then to go back even further and find even more pictures of times that you know that we weren't aware, and to suggest that this is an additional violation on top. I could see their logic if they were saying, okay, this is now we found a second and a third violation after you posted what they consider to be the first violation. Yeah. But it's like this retroactive thing where your first violation is the most recent thing, your second violation is the second most recent thing, and so on and so forth. But the punishment, the corrective, is built on itself. So it keeps getting worse and worse, you know, 24-hour ban, 3-day ban, 30-day ban, full-time, you know, it's just a little crazy. And this is where you have to have humans come in and say, okay, there's something wrong here.
So in my case, I recently got a 30-day ban, and it happened right away at the first, I guess, incident of this batch of
whatever. Must have been a bad photo.
No, I don't, it was just some Coco Dorm thing. Well, I don't think it even had iron.
It was innocuous.
So quickly, but it was old enough. It was over 2 years old, and it was so old I don't even remember posting it. And that's the one that got me a 30-day ban. Then I got a bunch of other messages after that that didn't seem to affect my ban. And I'm wondering what it's weird because it's so inconsistent. Like when Rob Pickle got his second and third notice, he got a permanent life ban. And I'm thinking maybe the reason, and this is just me being paranoid because who knows? The problem is you can never know what people's motivations are in this or bots' motivations are. But I feel like because I'm the founder of the originator of the Golden Circle group, that, and if they delete me, then they're basically deleting the whole group. Because I can't delete if you delete the user who found it and you have no users on the group, you can delete the group permanently. But I wonder if maybe that's the reason. But that's just speculating, which is kind of asinine, really. But I think maybe we need to figure out what we want from Facebook first. Like, what do we want? Or not from Facebook or whoever. Like, what do we want to fix the situation? Because I feel like I'm just upset and I don't know what the fuck to do.
Well, I think you fixed the situation. I mean, I really like that other platform. I think it's really cool.
For us, that's true. Is that a baby top knot? What's going on with your hair? Is that a baby top
knot? Reported.
Reagan, can you frame your video better? Your chin's missing from the... Yeah, thank you. Also, we fixed the problem for our situation, but I'm not interested in just fixing our situation. I want this to stop because I think what they're doing is horrible and I don't want them to keep doing that. I want them to stop because I think what they're doing is wrong because, like, first of all, we already have a big problem with Facebook, you know, forcing, I mean, it's fucked up the social discourse in a bad way because it has these algorithms that only let people see what people agree with.
Yes.
Like, they don't let you see. And now it's like advancing. Like, I feel it's twisting the way people think, like, because it's doing this weird sublime thing because it's forcing us to censor ourselves without even knowing what the guidelines are based on, like, we're stopping what we post and what we say because of the fear of this bot that we don't really know how it's going to decide. So
I read a really interesting article. I'll try to pull up and send it to you. And in fact, I'll post it on the new GC, but it was about this. It's a long blog entry about somebody who quit Facebook because they were unhappy with precisely what we're talking about, how Facebook has, I mean, their larger argument was more connected to the thing that you were saying about how Facebook has infiltrated all these different aspects of our life. And you don't even realize how difficult it is to disconnect from Facebook until you get, for instance, banned for a certain period of time. And then you have a notification on your phone that pops up every time you open your phone and from your computer that says, okay, you're not connected to Facebook. What's wrong? And we need all these other apps. Think about how many apps you use. Like, I can't sign into Tinder right now because of my Facebook ban.
Or
like,
what if you purchased, do you remember the Facebook phone? I'm being serious.
Reagan, are you sure? Because I have a 30-day ban, but it's not a full ban, but I can still log into Rabbit using Facebook.
There's different bans. There's some bans.
The problem is there's these different bans and nobody knows. I was told that I'm banned from posting, but in fact, I can't click like and I can't message people.
Yeah, neither can I.
Should a ban from posting keep me from being able to message people that are possibly dying or sick in my family, which has happened.
Well, the way that I've kind of made peace with it is, look, I'm. This may not be a popular opinion, but I don't agree with Facebook's policies at all. I think if we were posting something illegal, like child pornography, yeah, I would get it. But I think that this is, you're right. It reminds me of Giuliani in New York in the 1980s, you know, and just trying to get rid of everything that he thought was in violation of cultural standards that he alone was setting. However, that's kind of the playing field right now. And Facebook makes the rules. It's Facebook's site. And you have the option to disengage. And the point the article made was that on Facebook, we're the product. We're not the customer. We're the product. So it actually hurts Facebook when people leave Facebook. So if you're trying to make a stand, I would say go on to different platforms, continue talking about it on your show, and make a case for why people should leave Facebook.
And I wonder if Facebook is opening themselves to potential, not litigation, what's the word when you owe somebody something, whatever the word is, but
yeah,
like owing shit. Like, are they potentially
reparations?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're not talking. I don't want to go there. We're not on that, honey. But preparation H. But is it possible that, like, for example, if I use Facebook Messenger to communicate with my dying aunt in a hospital, and she contacts me to get medicine, and then it's, for whatever reason, technically it's the only way I can communicate with her, and then Facebook bans me and I no longer can communicate with her, she doesn't get the medicine and she dies, doesn't that open them?
No.
Aren't they opening themselves up to possible?
I don't know, it's a slippery slope, maybe, because isn't, like, law enforcement uses Facebook to convict people, so maybe.
Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
What do you mean, who cares? Sure, we're having this discussion.
I'm just trying to be realistic and practical.
I think that is.
This is how I keep from being a depressed, angry piece of shit every single day, because I would be, and it's not worth it.
Okay, well, that's very.
Well, no, I mean, I agree. I mean, it's kind of like you have to pick your battles, especially at your very old age. Mm. And I just kind of feel like.
Are you saying I'm old age?
This is not
very nice today, though.
This is not a battle that I think is worth that much time and energy. I mean, they're a community. They get to say this is kind of what's acceptable and unacceptable for people to post in our community. And to me, it's not that big of a deal. I don't look at it as this big violation of my expression if I can't post a picture of Debbie getting fucked with duty coming out of her.
But fine. But you don't view it as a problem if they cut off all your communication and your ability to go into other services that have nothing to do.
Well, see, I've still been able to use, even though I'm banned right now, I've still been able to use Messenger, Tinder, whatever. I mean, maybe I could use Tinder. It just tells me that I need to log into Facebook.
But Mitch, can you turn down the quality so that it's creating problems with so many people on this thing?
It's fine. No,
they had the option in YouTube to click the little settings and set it to 144p.
There's no problem.
It'll work on dial-up.
Yeah, there's nothing I need to do. The thing is, Reagan, about what you said is that the way these bans are implemented vary from person to person. So in my case, they did shut off the messenger. So what I'm asking you is, if it was the case, don't you see that?
Had you been warned in the past, though, before this onslaught, had you ever been warned?
Well, I was banned 7 days once.
Okay. Yeah. See, I think that's the difference, because a lot of the other people who seem to be like on these permanent bans or super long bans had been warned previously. And I get that. Again, I don't agree with Facebook's policy, but if they have told you like months before, like, you can't do this, you're in violation of our terms of service, it's unacceptable, and then you do it again.
See, I feel like we need to figure something out, because I don't think Facebook has the right. I mean, I don't want to use the word right, because then it sounds like I'm talking about the law. I'm not. I'm just saying, I don't think Facebook should be able to just cut off your communication like that. I mean, if they want to stop me from posting, I don't really have a problem with that.
Anything that violates their terms of service, they can.
Well, then people shouldn't. Then the real message is people shouldn't use Facebook. But the thing is, what Facebook has become is just as ubiquitous as the telephone. So in some ways, like, this is where I get weird and I get confused, because, like, I feel like
But it's not. I can use, there are so many social networks out there. There are so many ways for me to engage and communicate with people. It's not, you're comparing it to the telephone, where at the time, the telephone was truly the only game in town. You had to go through, you know, your telephone provider. If somebody said, okay, you're not allowed to have a telephone, I would get your point. But I don't think it's a fair comparison.
Well, it's not apples to apples, clearly. But the thing is, I feel like they have too much power to abuse it the way they are, I guess, is what it comes to.
Oh, I agree with that. But
Rob, what is yours? Rob has something happen where he got a permanent ban. What is your story, Rob?
Well,
oh, you might need a better camera angle. That's just all chin.
That's all I have is chin.
The newscaster thing where you scoot your butt back and you stick your head forward, it hides the whole business.
I'm going to get a Coke.
So what happened, you know, Reagan was just talking about how were you warned previously, but what happened with mine was, yes, I was warned in the past, but they don't let you go back and remove the things that might be not matching up with their terms of service. So that night, which was Christmas night, when Cheryl came and said that you got banned, Madge, I logged in and saw that I was banned and immediately tried to go back into the past and remove anything that would have been bannable, but I couldn't. And I don't know if that was because of the age or if at that point they had already identified those images and so they didn't want me to remove them. Because what happened was the first night, one image got me 30 days. The next day, two more images came through and they lowered it to 7 days. And then it wasn't until the next day that they wouldn't let me log in, period. Now, something that has happened since then was I did get the appeal to go through, and it was just
how did this to go through? Because before it wasn't letting you press the box. How did you do that?
Yeah, so I just kept doing it all day yesterday until it finally went through.
Oh,
the button? Yeah, I just kept clicking it over and over until it finally accepted it. So
that's interesting. Okay.
What the email said was, sorry, yeah, you posted something that's against the rules. There's no, I mean, the appeal, I don't even know why they have that. And this was, signed by a person. So this, I assume, was...
You all accomplished nothing. What did you say in the appeal?
I posted on the whole thing, but I basically just said, look, after 13 years of using Facebook... all of a sudden I'm completely banned for life because of something that was posted multiple years ago. After the first round of these bans, I stopped posting, images like that because these kept coming through. But I didn't have the ability to go back and remove the other things, which I knew there were other issues, other posts. But I couldn't remove them. And Daniel had the same problem where he went and tried.
I looked at my pictures going back and I saw stuff that I wanted to remove it. You couldn't remove it. It lets you
put
it or something. So Reagan, that's a problem too. So yes, I was warned, but I was unable to do anything about that.
I was able to remove mine, but it didn't seem like I was able to remove it. But when I would go back and click on the image again, it would take me to something that said like, oh, this link might have been broken or, something like that. But there was nothing that like confirmed, oh, this picture has been removed now. It was confusing.
But you do realize...
Well, see.
That the situation now, I don't know if you've caught up on the Discord, but I was unable to delete the group because since the creator of the group is my account that's been banned, I can't actually delete the group until that account comes back online, which is in, I think, 27 or 26 days. So I archived the group, but that doesn't prevent people or bots from scanning it and banning more people from it. So everybody is just as likely to get tagged banned for material in there as they were yesterday.
Can't you transfer the, creator thing?
No, I can't because the creator is banned and the creator cannot do anything. I tried.
Wow.
And I have another admin account who's not banned, but that only the creator can actually do.
This reminds me of when I was an undergraduate where whenever I would try to register for classes, in order for my registration to stick, I would have to pay for the classes. But in order to pay for the classes, I needed to get my financial aid check, but they wouldn't release my financial aid check until I was permanently registered for classes. And like every semester, I would go through this vicious cycle where I'm like, look, there's something screwed up with the way y'all operate that won't let me comply and do exactly what you want me to do. And this is what's happening with Facebook. It's like they're saying...
Because we're in like a dystopian situation where I feel like it's a giant bureaucratic machine that's doing really bad stuff. And it's kind of like when you go to the government and you want to do something that you're legally entitled to, like maybe get your property tax deduction. But there's so many windows and you get screwed over by the bureaucracy so much that it sends you into this like dystopian depression because because the bureaucracy just stops you from being able to do this simple thing you want to do. And I feel like that's the situation we're having with Facebook.
Yeah, and I don't even think Facebook is aware of how shitty how shitty the ability to comply is, how they make it impossible to comply. I think that they're earnestly unaware.
So again, it comes back to what can we do about it? Because I understand you're saying that they have the right to enforce their terms of conditions, but we have to do something, because that's not enough to say, oh, you're fucked up, bye, and leave
well,
it.
Well, I think
I like Facebook. I like using it. I want to help them fix it. I want it to be
there. Well, I think the best solution would be to find somebody who works at Facebook, which I probably know somebody who works at Facebook. I mean, just living in California, and writing a well-crafted letter clearly explaining the issue here, but not making the censorship thing the issue, making the corrective the issue. Because the problem is, and I think that the reason why they responded to Rob the way that they did, and this is kind of how I respond to people when I catch them cheating or when I catch them breaking a rule in class, I'm like, I don't care what the excuse is. Like, you broke a policy, blah, 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 blah. So if you try to, that will muddy the waters. So the point needs to be, look, here you have this terms of service that not everybody's familiar with, but once we're made familiar with it, we have no way to go about correcting the problem because we've encountered X, Y, and Z. And having kind of an insider can actually help us affect change. But I think, like, trying to be the adversary of Facebook
is... I'm open to that. I just want to fix the shit. I mean, if that's what it is, fine. I'm totally open to that. I just want... I would much rather be able to stay on Facebook, but fix it rather than, you know, because it's so fucked up. But I feel like...
The best part is that even after people would be educated about what the terms of service is, many of our very smart listeners would still post dick and pussy even after they're warned. But now, at least most of us would understand, Facebook is only for cooking videos and photos of Jan Terry and her dead doge.
The thing that I don't understand is that when I would log into my Facebook, I would have, and I posted them in the GC, like these advertisements for vibrators and all kinds of adult products. And I would look over on the side where it would show me like groups that it suggested that I would join. And all of them were adult related. So I'm not entirely sure how those groups are allowed to, you know, we've got an icon that is some animated art, while there's other groups that it's suggesting that I join with, you know, half naked people as the group icon, but and somehow that's allowed. Yes. And the other thing,
sorry,
I was going to say the other thing that, you know, didn't really become aware in my mind until this morning was that, you know, I was on the profiles as, you know, my mom's son, and, you know, she so it removed me, of course, from like that.
My kid's mom, like that kind
of... Oh my God, you were aborted.
They did.
You aborted, Rob.
Okay, they passed me away.
Hang on, I want to mention something too. I want to talk about neck beards, but before I do, I just got a DM on Twitter from Stacey Herbert, and she just says I've been banned now too for posting that photo of Justin Bieber naked a year or two ago. They won't let me back on unless I go through my photos and tick every single photo and confirm whether or not the photo is offensive or not.
But did that.
So at the bottom of that page, there's like a checkbox that says, I confirm that there's not any nudity in these photos, and that will let you... I mean, she's at least banned for 24 hours once you see
her ID. That's what happened to me when I got that 7-day ban a few months ago, is I had fucking ID shit.
Yeah, what I don't understand is why I went from a 30-day to a 7-day to a permanent. Like, something seems strange with, you know, the images kept coming in, and yet my ban time went down before the permanent ban.
Okay, so Reagan, we were talking about, I feel like we were making some progress and talking about...
Thanks, Rob. No,
a letter or something. So what if we like...
Yeah. So step one would be, you like that? You like that? Step one needs to be one of us locating a friend who works for Facebook in whatever capacity.
I don't know anyone who works for Facebook, so I'm out.
Well, I think it'll be easier for the people who live in California because they have a lot of stuff in Northern California, and it's just a matter of putting it out there. And given what you do, like Vince may know somebody, he would be a really good person to contact. And then having somebody pen a letter saying that, and you know, we can put it in the GC so everybody can, you know, so we get our facts straight and just make sure that it's really well articulated.
Well, yeah, what we can do for that is, I don't know if you've ever used GitHub, but GitHub is a really good way to sort of collaborate on documents, and we could have sort of a group document and make changes.
Yeah, and frame it as kind of like, you know, it can't be like angry or anything like that. Just say, look, you know, like this happened to people in our community. We don't want to debate about like, you know, kind of what your terms of service are. We understand your terms of service, but in the way that you execute your terms of service, and what are the repercussions of things that violate your terms of service? This stuff doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to go back in time and consider something to be a second and third violation. You know, there are things that are just kind of logically consistent, inconsistent, that they may not know about.
Okay. I'm not sure that I would agree that they don't know about it. I mean, things don't code themselves. Like,
That's fine. It doesn't matter, because what we have, at least we have some way to move forward, you know? So, at least...
The only person I knew who worked for Facebook is a giant Republican, so we're not friends anymore.
But the thing is that conservatives have been dealing with this shit too. I mean, it's not a matter of ideology. It's a matter, I mean, if you, when I typed in, because I was just curious, like, is Facebook doing this mass ban thing? Like, who all is being affected? Is it just our group? So I was doing research on it last night. And actually, when I typed in Facebook banning people, most of the stuff that I found was from conservative people who were having their speech and their, you know, post and stuff questioned.
Quite the conundrum.
Well, and at the end of the day, it seems like I'm the only one who's gotten to the permanent ban. So, you know, ultimately,
what's different about you that made that happen?
I'm not sure either.
I mean, you had previous violations, right?
But so did Madge.
Well, it could be the neck beard.
I'm thinking
it's the chatterbait links.
Were you soliciting sex and direct messages?
All that fucking chatter.
I don't even use Facebook Messenger. I think that's the biggest thing about all of this is how they are pushing this Messenger as, you know, the new text messaging, and then they just have the ability to cut you off from that.
It's the same thing with the OAuth. Like, nobody in their right mind, how goody-goody you are. People need to be educated. And something else I feel like we should do is at least educate people. Like, don't use Facebook for OAuth. Don't log in to other, you know, services using Facebook, because you can get banned on a whim. And if you violate their TOS, which is easy, or if not, because they can do whatever the fuck they want, and then that could lock you out of your other services. And don't communicate with Messenger, because you can lose the ability to communicate. I mean, that seems like... I would feel good doing that, because I feel like, you know, people, I wouldn't give a shit if I wasn't Messenger. I don't know. Whatever. I guess I kind of would, because I do.
Okay. Well, and also going forward, stop using Messenger. Jeez.
So let me ask. So
easier said than done.
What can we use instead of Messenger? What do you suggest?
Well, who are you messaging, honey?
Well, I message your mother when I want to fuck a pussy.
Everyone knows on Facebook. You know, I've got text messages, but, you know,
I think the
key, around Facebook.
The key is to decentralize your communication, Madge. So if something happens to one of the places, you've got some backups and you've got things spread out.
What should I use? WhatsApp is owned by Facebook now, right?
Gmail. Yeah. You got Google. You got your Hotmail account, which you're obsessed with and very attached.
Leave me alone.
You got your WhatsApp. You've got your Signal. You've got your Boost. You've got your this. You got your Discord, and you've got your GitHub.
I know what your, but
Instagram.
What use instead of Messenger that won't fucking ban me?
That's
nothing.
So nothing.
See,
this is the problem. This is why Facebook, to me, is turning into something more like of a network that is kind of vital. Like, because what is you're saying there's no replacement for it. What is my
everything's a replacement for it?
What is my alternative to Facebook Messenger? Oh, actually, I have one. Okay, I was going to suggest this. I was thinking about that this yesterday when I was in yoga, and I should have been doing thinking about this fucking shit the whole time. I like Twitter. Twitter has really good DM, and I know people will say Twitter is horrible. They do all this shit too, but in my experience, Twitter is far less horrible for censorship than Facebook. So, and you can DM people on Twitter too. So I would say for people that know me and everybody on this show, please get Twitter. Please. If you don't already. Please.
Please.
I made this video to say, please. Yeah. But get Twitter, and you can DM people really nicely. If they follow you, you can DM people.
I think Twitter is just as bad.
Bloated
lesbian on Twitter. Well, I don't have the experience, and I find that their management is much better than Facebook. I know they ban people, but they generally just ban really annoying people like Rose McGowan.
Please!
Hey.
Fuck's sake.
Campaigning for it.
White male.
Campaigning for it.
Anyway, that's my suggestion. That's my answer to my own question is Twitter. Because for me, I think that's a really great way to message people directly. I like it. I actually really like Twitter. For social networks, it's my favorite, I guess.
Facebook is important to me for the groups that I'm in, like the activity groups that I'm in. There's like, that's how we decide where we're going to meet and do all that other stuff. But I kind of am more aware of what I can use Facebook for and what I can't use Facebook for.
Yeah.
So for your activity groups, what do you view as an alternative for that?
Oh, I don't. I mean, I'm going to, and see, the thing is that I don't look at this as a game changer for me in terms of using Facebook. I still like Facebook. I think it's a great way for me to keep up with people from all different times of my life. But now I know, like, there are just limits.
You could be banned tomorrow for some old posts in GC since I wasn't able to.
Well, then I would create a new Reagan Fox account.
Okay.
Oh, I hadn't considered that, actually. Shit.
Okay.
But
then they might say it's a duplicate account. That's probably another TOS violation, right? So you're
just chasing. Well, but then they would have to find that. And, you know, there would have to be, you know, something that would, you know, get them, trigger them. And I put trigger warnings on everything. So
I wanted to mention too, as an aside, because I meant to mention this before, but I want if people are listening or watching this have stories of internet censorship or what, I'm sorry to use that word, whatever the fuck. If
censorship is right.
Internet censorship, social media censorship, please.
Please
email me bloatedlesbian@gmail.com and I want to hear your story, and maybe we can talk about it on a podcast. Because I feel like for me, that's what I'd like to do is I don't like where this is going. I don't want censorship to happen. I want to have awareness of it. And I would like to create a forum to discuss it. And because I want these companies to sort of, there needs to be feedback. Because with all these bots doing all the censorship.
We should have the Facebook Ice Bucket Challenge.
The companies don't find out about it. Why did Rob leave? Was he mad about the neck beard? Anyway.
Facebook Ice Bucket Challenge, Madge.
What is that? I know
when everybody did the
with Facebook. Oh, for so I'm supposed to like put ice on me because of this shit. Mm-hmm. It's 0 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. Huh. I was it the neck beard?
Neck beard.
AK.
Okay. Madge, you look pretty today.
Great.
You look like a pretty little girl.
You like my bow?
I do like your bow. It's so,
you know,
it's pretty.
So funny. I don't know if you saw the show I did with Griselda.
No.
You know, I spent the whole like hour and a half trying to figure out how to get a pair of gloves because someone gave me a lovely pair of gloves and I lost one of them on the way to work because there was this loud lady speaking Spanish behind me in the bus and I huffed and walked away. Anyway, I lost my glove. But she's like, on the bus. Like, why do you have to talk on the bus? Anyway. So I spent the hour and a half like finding these fucking gloves so they'd be because I wanted them to be exactly the same because I don't want them to know that I lost them.
Yeah.
And I found them on eBay, ordered them. And then today somebody just came over this morning and gave us Christmas presents and another pair of fucking gloves.
Oh, I like your Nike Madge.
You like that?
Nike Madge.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I would like that. Matt left. Don't people say goodbye anymore? Is it horrible? Is it horrible?
I don't want to interrupt Mary.
Oh,
the thing is, did Grizzy decide to stay in a hotel?
Who?
Grizel turned. I mean, which one?
No, she's going to stay here, but I don't think about her ticket yet. I got to ask her.
Why do rich people need to stay with friends?
You know, that was so weird. It was like one of the most boring podcasts I've ever made. We didn't even talk half the time. We're just like clicking on things. And I got all these comments. Oh, I love that show. I'm so glad you did a podcast.
Because you're not angry and triggering. You're triggering me right now. I have so much anger and hate and horribleness in my life and politics. I don't need to listen to that for hours to trigger me.
But that's supposed to make people enjoy stuff. That's all CNN.
No, it triggers.
Yeah.
Well, trigger then. Go. Tell me what you're triggered about and get angry.
Your anger, your fish smell, everything.
That weird.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm so glad you said fish smell, because when I was in yoga yesterday, I was doing Bhadu Konasana. You know what that is? You spread your legs like a diamond on the floor and you sit over it. Mm-hmm. I smelled this horrible fish, and it was my own vagina. I was smelling my vagina, and it was a horrible smell. I took a shower in the morning. I
woke. That's like, wait, literally.
Yeah.
Honey, it's like when I asked Kathy, how's it possible for her to smell like fish?
What's she saying?
She said, I don't remember, but she likes the smell, and she has a woman hole. So basically, it's just a wound can smell like fish after a while.
Uh-huh. Oh, she made a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
She made a reservation.
For a hotel?
No, for the airplane. She's coming.
She's rich. Why doesn't she stay in a hotel and visit you instead of inconveniencing you and being uncomfortable?
What the fuck is your problem?
I'm just saying. If you got money,
I want her to stay
comfortable.
Big deal. Well, when we went to New York, she found me a really nice place to stay for free.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. It's nice when everyone's comfortable and can just lapse out.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That pussy Harry. Is it Harry?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's next Friday.
You're really abusing her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my soundboard, actually.
You're really abusing her, Miss Naples.
Eastwood School for Girl.
Eastwood School for Girl.
I figure that if it's in the summertime in about 4 days, I should...
Don't play music, man.
Okay, hold on, Miss Hedley.
I'm not going to play it.
You always have to be reminded on here.
My God, I haven't even checked my... I'm working. I forgot my work. Oh, I'm at home. I'm still at work because the upstairs neighbor had a radio.
Awesome, a little nipple. Oh, you like that little nipple? You want to feel it?
This has been fun, but I think it needs to end.
Did you kill Wanda for me?
Wanda,
fuck yes. I'll play that again. That's the best.
Did you kill for me, baby?
Hold on. Kill Wanda for me.
Kilwanda, fuck yes, I hate that cunt.
Oh, God. Tell me why you hate her.
I hate her because she's mean to you, that fucking bitch.
And she never brings me up.
She never brings you up.
She acts like I'm never there. Like, anytime they discuss me, like, yeah. She just ignores
she talks
it.
Talks about you in third person?
No, she won't even talk about me in third person. She won't even, like, she doesn't even act like I exist. Like, I used to email her back in the day before she lost the weight, and she would never respond.
Mary?
I don't know. You tell me.
Why do you chase after her?
Maybe because, like, I looked up to her, you know, like, a long time ago, maybe.
Well, yeah, but not now.
No, but it's just the point. Like, it's like if it's like meeting one of your idols and then they don't even say anything.
Well, here's the thing, okay? People very seldom meet our expectations, especially if they're in that kind of a light.
That's right. That's right. Is that how you like it, Madge?
Keep going, Madge.
What?
What?
Keep going. There's the best part's coming up. He calls her personality disorder.
Cheryl. He sounds like he's being with some personality defects. And, so I really want to kill that bitch now. They're just human beings, you know? And
sure. She
sounds like a human being with some personality defects. And, so I really want to kill that bitch now.
Tell me how you would do it.
She lost a bunch of weight. I'm fucking,
Yeah.
Who's that person? It sounds like Kathy, but...
It's a man from the chat line.
That's a man? But Kathy's trans, right? So
this is a man.
Kidnap her and take her up to a cabin in the mountains and make her eat herself to death.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God, yes. But in between where she's eating herself, you'd like put carbs or something so she'd gain the weight too, right?
Oh yeah, I'd give her fucking like lipid injections.
Yeah. And then, but no, and she went to Japan when she was younger.
Yeah.
Like, how would you work that into it?
Oh, I'd like fucking make her watch anime porn all day. I don't know.
Normal. Is that how you like it, man?
Yeah, that's really awesome. So what I would suggest in conclusion to the discussion about Facebook is
I forgot about that whole thing.
Reagan, if you let me know if you've located somebody.
Okay, I will. I mean, my ban ends in 3 hours, so I'll put something up there.
Well, be careful, because when you go back in, they might warn you of a new offensive. Have you tried logging in the meanwhile?
Yeah, no, I'm logged in right now.
So I can set up a GitHub for a document thing. Unless somebody else is familiar with GitHub that could do that better, because I'm really
not. You can't.
Anybody wants to do the GitHub?
I think Reagan should take the lead in drafting this thing, because, I mean, obviously, explaining it how you already did, you basically wrote the shit, so.
You do that, Reagan?
Very smart.
What?
No, I'm sure, first of all, Cheryl's only saying that because she doesn't want to
have
any involvement in writing it.
You know, I ain't going to do no shit, so. Because I don't care. I already said.
Yeah. Oops. No, but I don't. I have too much going on right now.
Okay, so, but at least if you can work your contacts, and if somebody is available that could do the GitHub, I'd appreciate it, because I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing with GitHub. So, somebody in Discord. So, I wanted to mention also that what we did, because I don't think we really talked about it, but so we had this secret group in.
Oh, and I used to use the rest.
That we were using to maintain this. Our little group, and what we replaced it with a Discord server, and it seems to be going really well. So this is like a private server. It's really for people who support the show in terms of content or preferably donations. But if you want to be in this group, this Discord server, then email Cheryl@whorehole.org.
I will serve your prolapse.
You could also email me, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com, but I'd rather you email Cheryl, because she's better at vetting people, because she's an asshole. I mean, I am too, but, or you can email both of us. It doesn't.
I'm a great mod.
But, when I used to use the restroom when I was younger, I always had to have, like, my mom would always talk to me, and so she's like, go poopy. Go potty, Heather. And it just helped.
Yeah.
Could you do that for me? Just because I'm trying to do it. Just can you tell me to go potty?
Go potty.
Okay, now.
I invited Stacey.
Okay.
To be on this show because she just
Stacey Gonzalez is being beat right now.
Can you please tell me?
Go potty, dear.
Heather. I don't mean to be bossy, but I need you to please just help me.
And she's okay. Running out, and she says to
go potty, Heather.
To maximize her 2017.
I need you to, like, just coach me.
It's almost done. Mm-hmm.
Go potty, Heather.
Every time I think it's done, it keeps on going.
You okay, Heather?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you so much. What's your name again?
No problem, dear.
What's your name again?
Ray.
Ray, thank you so much, Mr. Ray.
No problem, Heather. Anytime.
Anytime.
Well, this potty coaching.
This you can support this podcast by donating money through PayPal.
Ew.
Send a friend and family donation, please, so they don't take the money out to rishi@hotmail.com. Mm-hmm. R-I-S-H-E-Y @hotmail.com. Or, as Cheryl prefers, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Work. But you can also send a Bitcoin donation, but you know that you're not going to, because nobody does. Nobody ever does. But I would prefer you to, but you know.
If it goes low enough, they will.
It doesn't work that way, Cheryl.
Oh, okay. All right.
But you can send Dash currency, which is
go potty.
Whatever.
Go potty.
Good.
Go potty. Potty. You can do it. Go potty.
All right. Well, this has been fun, honey.
Honey.
Yeah.
Bye, honey.
Bye, honey. Squish.
See you later.
Bye, squish.